you're part of a group of new young players are making a big impact. You talk a little about that phenomenon. Do you like being linked together, and does that help you in terms of...
Well, I mean, I think it's fun to see the rookie, you know, all the rookie class, you know, whether it's quarterback, running back, defense, I mean, receiver, anyone, you know, making a big impact on their respective teams, you know, I mean, you got guys who are leading the league in tackles as a rookie. I mean, you got, I mean, guys who are scoring tons of touchdowns. I mean, Devin Hester set an NFL record with returns. I mean, you got all sorts of stuff, and it's fun to see that. And then as a quarterback, myself and Vince and Jay, you know, and obviously this is Jay's third start coming up, but, you know, myself and Vince, you know, we've been starting 8-9 games and, you know, had a lot of success, you know. So it's nice to see that, you know, and it's fun to see the younger guys, you know, step up and kind of erase that myth of you can't be successful as a young player.
Can you talk about a little bit about draft day and after Vince Young went, kind of you and Jay were still, you know, left on the board among the big three. Can you just talk a little bit about that day and what you recall and, you know, in terms of, you know, did you think you were going to go to the Cardinals? And
it was a very, very stressful day, stressful week. You know, I'd thought if Tennessee didn't take me, I figured I'd fall down to, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever it was going to be, you know. So I kind of knew once I didn't go to third that I was going to go a little lower. But, you know, I love being in Arizona. Everything happens for a reason. You know, I believe that. And as you look at my life now and what's kind of happened to me on and off the field, I mean, there's no better place for me to be other than, you know, besides Arizona. Arizona is the greatest place I could be at. I mean, I had a great time. We have, you know, so much young talent. I mean, it's a perfect fit.
Did you think it would come down to kind of system? Because you and Jay kind of have different styles of you know, where you would land kind of a thing?
I don't know if it came down to that. I mean, I really don't. I mean, coaches and teams pick who they feel is going to impact their football team, so.
Denver ever talk to you before the draft?
What'd you say, Denver?
Did Denver talk to you much before the draft?
They talked to me at the combines a little bit. Kind of wanted to get a feel for me. I really enjoyed their quarterback coach. So, it's fun, you know, and it's fun to, you know, myself and Jay get to play against each other now, you know, two young guys.
Did you hear the rumor, Matt, on draft day that Denver was going to trade up and take you?
Yeah, I heard it. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. Obviously, I had heard after that they were trying to make moves. But, I mean, that could be false. That could be true. You know, Denver's a great football team. But for me, my style of play and the offensive players that we have, and I don't think there's a better team that I could have went to. I mean, if you look at our, you know, obviously we've struggled in the past, but we've kind of hit our stride now as an offense and as a team. And if you look at the guys that we have, I mean, this is a team that, you know, on both sides of the ball, a team that's going to be together for a long time, you know.
What do you think of the situation Jay's kind of been hoisting into? I mean, you had some time to kind of evolve this season, got in there earlier in the season, and now you're kind of hitting your stride a little bit. He's thrown into a playoff race, and now, you know, two losses later, it's become desperation time. Have you followed him much, and what do you think of the kind of the situation?
Well, I mean, it's tough. It's tough to go into that situation. You know, they were 7-2, and you know, Jake was a quarterback, Plummer, and then, you know, they lost four straight. And like you said, they're a playoff team, but they're just kind of sitting on that bubble, you know. And then they make the change to a young quarterback, you know, with hopes to maybe get something going, you know. And I mean, all I say is for Jay is Jay just, you know, keep his head on right and just work hard and play how he knows how he play, how he's capable of playing, you know. And but it's tough. It's a tough situation. And that's a lot of pressure. And especially, you know, in my situation, you know, we're a team that, you know, probably obviously out of the playoffs, but we're trying to get better. But, you know, I came in when we were struggling and just trying to find ourselves, you know, and Jay's in the midst of a, you know, he's a playoff hunt. So it's a little different, but he'll be all right.
Do you know Jay that well?
I know him fairly well, you know, from the preseason game and combines, you know, this offseason and stuff. So
would you say you guys are friends?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't had a chance to talk with him and hang out with him as much as I've hung out with Vince and stuff, but, yeah, we have. I mean, it's a bond, you know. The quarterbacks have it, you know, especially us being young and going to be in this league together for a long time, and it's going to be fun.
Do you compare notes often with Reggie, and do you guys talk football or non-football stuff? Or?
I talk to Reggie every week. You know, I text him. We text once a week or any time, and we just talk about whatever, you know, nothing really important.
Matt, when you came out, the conventional wisdom was you were coming from a pro-style offense, and so the adjustment for you would be easier.
Was I coming from a pro-style offense?
That you were, and so the adjustment would be easier. And I'm wondering if that turned out to be the case. Have you found the NFL to be an easy step from the Southern Cal offense, or has it been difficult?
I think it's getting easier week in and week out. There's differences, but I think my preparation and my coaching that I got in college has helped me obviously make the transition a lot easier, you know, just with the play calling that we had, the system we ran, you know, the pro-style system like you're talking about, you know, seeing a lot of defenses in practice, you know, I mean, all sorts of variables go into that, and I definitely think it's helped me, and I think it's helped me now, you know, because, you know, I had a few games here this season where I struggled, and now I'm starting to feel real comfortable, you know, just with the offensive system, and it takes time even when you change systems and terminology and stuff like that, but I feel good.
Has that been the toughest thing, the system, or has it been the speed of the game at the pro level?
I mean, one of the harder things, obviously, is the terminology. Terminology in the new system and stuff like that, but I still think, you know, football's football. You know, plays are plays. You're going to learn those. The speed of the game, you know, is a lot faster. You know, the guys are better. You don't have as much time to throw. You know, that's the biggest difference.
There's been a lot of talk here after the quick start by the defense, and now lately they haven't been quite as successful. People trying to find answers about what's going wrong with the Broncos defense and such. One of their players this week said that he thought maybe they were too vanilla at times, needed to do more. What's your take on their defense as it stands over the last month or so from what you've seen on tape?
I think their defense is good. You know, I mean, obviously they're trying to find maybe reasons why they haven't been as dominant as they were in the first half of the season. But if I look at film, I still see a great defense. Obviously, you got great players, you got great names, you got guys that go, you know, fast defense. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, they're just trying to find themselves again. But I still look at film. I don't see a defense that's weak. You know, I see a defense that's very strong.
Is it vanilla or not, in your opinion?
I mean, obviously, when you think of Denver, you think of more of aggressive defense. And I think they've backed off, you know, in recent games. I'm not sure why. But I mean, you can say they're vanilla or whatever. I don't think they've done as much as they did earlier in the season. And for whatever reason, I'm not sure. But for me, I prepare. You know, you got to prepare like they're gonna pressure. They got to, you know, be very aggressive, especially with a young quarterback.
Are you surprised at all just how much Vince Young has done in the past 3-4 weeks, or did you feel that coming?
I mean, I'm not surprised with what type of player he is. You know, he has the ability. You know, to, you know, people can say, oh, his stats aren't that good, but, you know, he's winning games, and he has the ability to make that one play or those two plays with his legs or with his arm or whatever, you know, that helped that team win, and he's given that team a huge spark, and it's nice to see. Yeah, hold on, though. So, is that good, guys? I got to get going to my meeting.
All right,
thanks, Matt.
See you, thanks.
Okay, go.